thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and this broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we're certainly thankful that you are in our congregation today. We're trusting that as our broadcast proceeds, the Lord will take it and use it and make it a blessing to each and to every heart. So we invite you to stay tuned as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast.
Here in this world, as I go along, whatever be the cost, I'll still press along, for I made the right change. I'll not go astray, for Christ is now leading me safe on my way.
I'm glad I serve one
that never changes, for He is the way,
the truth and the life.
Oh, He washed my soul
from sin that stained it.
Now I'm headed for heaven.
Heaven and eternal life.
Some people may change as they go along, not thinking of Christ and living so wrong. Oh, may they stop now and call on His name. For Christ never changes, He's always the same.
And I'm glad I served one.
That never changes. For He is the way.
The truth and the life.
Oh, He washed my soul.
From sin that stained it.
Now I'm headed for heaven.
And eternal life.
And I'm glad I served one.
That never changes,
for He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Oh, He washed my soul.
From sin that stained it. Now I'm headed for heaven and eternal life.
The Hebrew writer declares, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Another passage of Scripture quotes the Lord as saying, I am the Lord, I change not. How wonderful it is that we know God and we know that we can depend upon Him, for He always keeps His word, always keeps His promises. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that we know Thee. We know Thee to be the true and the living God. And we're thankful for the love that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior and our Redeemer. And we're also thankful that we have the privilege of being a vessel for you to use to declare your gospel to this precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit accompany our broadcast. May every heart that's listening be blessed and be benefited through your word and through your spirit. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share this broadcast with you. And as always, we're trusting and praying that it will be a blessing to you. And if it is, it would be an encouragement to us to know. And of course, at the close of our broadcast, we will be giving you our mailing address. In the meantime, I'd like to call your attention again to the fact that our Sunday services are broadcast live over the Internet, and you may join us in our services by tuning to our webpage at the proper time. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. Our subject for today's broadcast, God's Will, and I'll be reading from Psalm 139, verses 1, 2, and 3. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sittings and mine uprisings. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Does God have a plan for my life? Does God have a plan for your life? I believe that God cares about all the details of our lives, what we do, how we respond to different things, our responses are a good indication to the state of our heart. Yes, our responses to conditions that we face is a good indication of the state of our heart. God's plans for us are always for our good. Do not allow Satan to ever cause you to question the justice or judgment of Almighty God. Satan has been successful in causing people to turn against God, to become bitter against God, because there have been things that came into their lives that were very grievous for them to face. But remember this, God's plans for us are always for our good. And there's a lot of things that happen in this world that God did not cause to happen. There's a lot of things in this world that's outside of the will of God. Our subject today is God's will for us. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. Your loving kindness, O Lord, is everlasting. Do not forsake the words of your hand, or the works of your hands. So the psalmist wrote in Psalm 138:8. God's desire is to help us follow the path that will be most pleasing to Him, not necessarily the path that is most pleasing to us, but pleasing to Him. But again, whatever God's will is for us, that is right for us. God would never lead us in the pathway of wrong or evil. Whenever God leads, He will always lead us right. What are some of the things that I should do to discover God's will for me? Well, first of all, actively seek God's will for you. Actively seek Him that you might know. The Bible says, "It is not within man that walketh to guide his own steps." Therefore, we need to actively seek God's will for our lives. When God is missing from our lives, it is not He that has moved it away from us. It is we who have moved away from Him. "Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God." Psalm chapter 2, verses 3, 4, and 5. Let me read those verses again, for they are very important when it comes to our seeking to know the mind and the will of God. "Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God." Now, again, when we think about finding the will of God or discovering the will of God for our lives, "Come ye and let us go to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law." Zion here is to be understood as God's church. And God does have a church, and He has true ministers. And in listening to the preaching of God's word by true ministers, that will also help you to come to know and to understand the will of God for your life. "For the law shall go forth out of Zion." And another way is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, two very familiar passages of Scripture. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." I have wondered sometimes, and I've said to the Lord, "Well, just how do I know whether I am leaning to my own understanding or not?" It's not always easy for us to know, but we must learn to trust in the Lord and lean not unto our own understanding, and in all of our ways acknowledge Him. And if we will do that, the writer of Proverbs says, "He shall direct thy paths." God can direct our paths when we're not even aware of it. He can make us do things or keep us from doing things if we truly acknowledge Him, and we're not even aware that the Lord is doing it. But He has promised that if we will acknowledge Him in all of our ways and not lean to our understanding, He will direct our path, and He will keep His word. He will keep His promise. Another way, keep your will submitted to God's will at all times. And this may not always be easy to do, because there are things that we desire And if we're not careful, we can convince ourselves that it is the will of God when it really isn't. We can want something so bad that we convince ourselves that it is God's will when it isn't. So let us make sure that we keep our will submitted to God's will. That's the only way that He can accomplish His will in us and through us, is by us keeping our will submitted to His will. An example of this is Jesus Christ, our Savior Himself. Remember, there in the garden, when He was facing the cross, He prayed, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." Yes, our Savior had a will. He had a desire, but He had a greater desire, and that greater desire was that God's will be wrought in His life. "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But if not, then thy will be done. O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will." Thus records Matthew chapter 26 and verse 39. So if our Master desired something that was not at that time the will of God, we may desire. But again, Jesus is our example. He had a greater desire than His own personal desire, and that desire was to do the will of God. Therefore, He submitted His will to the will of God, and God accomplished His will in and through Him. Now, what are some of the things we know are God's will for us? There are some things that we know. We don't have to wonder. We don't have to question. There are things that we know God's will. Well, first of all, if there's any unsaved in our radio congregation today, I can assure you that it is God's will that you be saved. It is not God's will for you to live a life of sin. For a life of sin is lawlessness against God. It's breaking the law of God. It's living contrary to God's will. So if you are an unsaved person today, then rest assured that it is God's will for you to be saved. Jesus Christ came into this world and suffered and bled and died upon the cross of Calvary to make it possible for whosoever will. Yes, you were included in God's redemptive plan. Do not be swayed by that false doctrine of predestination. God so loved the world, He so loved the world of people, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. So you don't have to wonder whether it's God's will for you to be saved or not. It is God's will for you to be saved. It is also the will of God that you be sanctified. We read this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 3. "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification." After you have been forgiven of your sins, after you have been truly converted and become a child of God, then you need to present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You need to be sanctified. You need to be filled with the Spirit. And I'm not talking about some wildfire thing. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit taking up His abode in your heart and in your life, and enabling you to live a consistent Christian life. Jesus told the disciples there on the Mount of Olives before He ascended back to the Father that they should tarry in Jerusalem until they would be endued with power from on high. "For you shall receive power whenever the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." And the Apostle Paul tells us, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." and that we are to be a temple, a vessel for the indwelling of the Spirit of God. So it is God's will for you to be sanctified, for you to be a temple for the indwelling of the Spirit of God, that He might lead you and guide you into all truth and give you power to live a consistent Christian life. It is also God's will that you walk in love. Yes, the Scriptures are very clear on this point. We are to walk in love. We are to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We are to love our neighbor as ourselves, and we are to love our very enemies, and we are to love the truth. For only those who really and truly love God and love His truth are living it out in their daily lives. Only those who truly love God and love the truth are seeking to have God's will wrought in their life. Now, another thing, it is God's will that we walk humbly with our God. Micah 6:8, He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Three things mentioned in this passage of Scripture: do justly, love mercy, and then walk humbly with thy God. God will not walk with the proud and the scornful. No, He will walk with the humble and the lowly. One of the seven things mentioned in the book of Proverbs that God hates is a proud look. So if we're going to do the will of God, we're going to love mercy, do justly, and walk humbly with our God. Now, what if I do not know the will of God in a given situation? Well, first of all, pray for God to make His will known to you. That's one way that we can find out God's will. Pray to God and ask Him to reveal, to make His will known to you. Another way is to search the Scriptures to see if the answer that we are looking for is found there in the Word of God. There are many, many answers to our will or to what we need to do the will of God. There are many answers in the Scriptures, but there are some things that are not spelled out in the Scriptures. But nevertheless, one way for us to find out the will of God is to search the Scriptures to see if the answer is there. And if we do not find the answer there, then seek the counsel of some older godly saint of God, one that you know is living a consistent Christian life, whether it be your godly pastor or whether it be someone else. As long as you know that they are a godly person, and it might not always have to be an older person, but we naturally expect an older person who has lived for the Lord many years to have experiences that they can help us and counsel us and advise us. So when we think about finding out the will of God, seek the counsel of godly people and help, let them help you making the right decision. And furthermore, wait until you feel you have the correct answer. If you do not know, then wait. Wait on the Lord, and He will bring it to pass. So there are ways for us to know what God's will is for our lives. Pray for God to make His will known. Search the Scriptures to see if the answer is there. Seek the counsel of a godly person, and wait until you feel and know that God has revealed to you what the answer is. And in conclusion, God is all wise. He sees and He knows all things, and He knows what His will is for each one of us. It is our duty and our privilege to consecrate ourselves to Him, that He be able to accomplish His will in our life and through our life. And again, let me give you our text of Scripture for today's message. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sittings and mine uprisings. Thou understandest my thoughts afar. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will bless these thoughts and these scriptures to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Look upward. The race is almost over. All the battles of life will soon be won. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus the Savior. He will lead you on to that heavenly home. Many years I was out in the darkness. I had wandered in sin so far from God. And one day on my knees I looked upward. Now I'm walking the path that my Savior trod. Look upward, the race is almost over. All the battles of life will soon be won. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus the Savior. He will lead you on to that heavenly sometimes when my feet grow tired of running and the battles of life around me rage, I just fall on my knees and talk to Jesus in a sweet, tender voice. I can hear him say, look upward, the race is almost over. All the battles of life will soon be won. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus the Savior. He will lead you on to that heavenly home.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin and Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven abide.
If you own the riches of this world, if you had great treasures untold, what would the profit be when you must die? If your name's not in the book of life, I'd rather have my I'd rather